Good morning, George Whitfield United Methodist Church, and welcome on this beautiful Sunday morning, May 30th. We are back in the building. We are so, so excited. Just a quick announcement regarding that. We welcome all back into our building as we celebrate our grand reopening. The board does ask that you sign in when you arrive, continue to social distance, sit only in pews that are marked off, and please keep your mask on. As always, if you have any questions, suggestions, or concerns about in-person worship, feel free to reach out to anyone on the Reopening Advisory Board. Their names are listed in the bulletin. We do have a new update on mailings and daily devotionals. In order to save on postage, programs for our Sunday services will now be available on Sunday mornings for pickup. They are also available online on our website. Mailings will no longer automatically be sent out, and our daily devotionals will return to the Upper Room resource. Please let me know if you would like to continue receiving mailings and/or if you need an Upper Room magazine. As we re-enter the building in hopes of being able to remove masks soon, we recognize the potential need for air purifiers, particularly in the fall and winter of 2021, when air circulation would be reduced due to cold weather. Ad Council has begun exploring options for purchasing air purifiers, the same ones that are currently being used at the Congregational Church in town. We would need 2, potentially 3 air purifying machines, which cost $400 apiece. If you would like to donate toward this cause, please send your donation to the church with air purifiers in the memo line. Thank you. My office hours have shifted for the month of June to Mondays and Tuesdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Wednesdays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. If you have an emergency outside of office hours, please call my cell phone, leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. By now, you will have heard the news that I am being appointed to the First United Methodist Church of Stoughton, Massachusetts, and we will be receiving Certified Lay Minister Sandy Dam and Coordinating Pastor John Lucy on July 1st, 2021. We are very excited to meet Minister Sandy and Pastor John, and we look forward to their ministry. In the meantime, please continue to be in prayer during this transition as we work out details and prepare for their arrival. Let us join now in a time of worship. We invite you to join in the building grand opening liturgy. Although our church has been dispersed for far too long, we continue to meet together in the name of our Creator God and of the Son Jesus Christ and of the life-giving Holy Spirit. Amen. Loving God, from the beginning, your Spirit has moved over all creation, constantly challenging us, shaping us, and calling us to new birth. Rejoicing that your Spirit is with us forever and delighting that we can worship in our church buildings again, we say together, praise to you, O God. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Praise to you, O God. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol God, our Creator, all you peoples. Praise to you, O God. For great is God's steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise to you, O God. God gives us strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Praise to you, O God. God of love and new life, during these strange and challenging times, we acknowledge that we've learned new skills. We've worshiped in new and different ways. We've considered our well-being and the well-being of others. We've heard the birds sing and allowed creation to speak to us. We give thanks for blessings received. Praise to you, O God. Almighty God, merciful source of love, source of all holiness and grace, we thank you for your goodness and unending love to us and all creation. We thank you for making and sustaining us and surrounding us with your blessings. But of all your gifts, we thank you most for that of your love, beyond our power to express. Christ came to restore and heal the human race. We praise you, God, for the channels of your grace and for the hope of sharing your glory. Enlighten our hearts and minds and show us the greatness of your love, that our gratitude may be sincere. Not only the praise of our lips, but the offering of our lives, dedicated and righteous in your service for the sake of others. All this we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord, with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Alleluia. Amen. And now, with great joy, let us re-enter the sanctuary. Praise to you, O God. Our scripture reading this morning is from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know from where it comes or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Y'all, we made it. We are finally in the sanctuary. It has been a long, long, long year filled with uncertainty and grief. The sanctuary has remained darkened over the past 14 months. We have lost loved ones. We have waited with so many questions and so few answers. But now the sanctuary is filled with family. Family whose bonds will never be undone, for we are a community of love despite the distance we have endured over the past year. Though sadness lingers in so many forms, we know that a new day is dawning, for God has brought us together again. Y'all, we made it. We made it. It's almost a sense of relief, right? I mean, it's the day we've been waiting for, because the hope we've been praying for so long has finally sprung forth. In the midst of the darkness, something was going on beneath the surface, something that was hidden, like a seed germinating in the ground, and we are now finally beginning to see it come to fruition. For it is a new day. In this morning's scripture reading, we hear of a similar seed being planted, slowly coming to fruition. Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, visited Jesus at night, hidden in the shadows of darkness away from the crowds, initially so that he wouldn't be seen by other religious officials, to be seeking the counsel of Jesus, a man whom the Pharisees were suspicious. But something else happened in the darkness of night. Nicodemus understood something he wouldn't have understood before. That new birth comes from God through Christ in the Holy Spirit. Nicodemus had to stretch his thinking in order to grasp what Jesus was telling him. New birth is mysterious, out of our hands. We cannot control it, we cannot steer it, but we can reach out and receive it with open arms. And new birth happens on its own timetable. It's not immediate. All this Nicodemus learned in the darkness and the cover of nightfall. Something I didn't realize until I was working on this sermon is that we actually encounter Nicodemus several more times in this gospel, and each time it appears that Nicodemus has grown in faith, his actions speaking to truth held in his belief. In chapter 7, Nicodemus stood up against the Sanhedrin, the religious council of the time, by arguing that Jesus didn't have a fair trial. And again, Nicodemus appeared in chapter 19, with spices at Jesus' graveside to anoint his body. For Nicodemus, the journey from that first nighttime encounter with Jesus to paying him homage at the tomb, this took time. Nicodemus's faith grew gradually, and his understanding bloomed slowly over time. New birth doesn't just occur in the blink of an eye. It takes time, and it often requires darkness. One of my favorite ways of understanding this concept is that God does the best work in the dark. I think back to my college days when I was using an analog camera and developing my own film in the darkroom. After taking the photos, I'd carefully unwind the film in the dark, cautiously winding it onto its reel so that it wouldn't become overexposed. Light would actually ruin the negatives, but darkness in some way protected the image. And when those images showed up in the enlarger and were printed on the light-sensitive photo paper, the image was revealed. Well, it was like magic. It was invisible, but it became visible because of the darkness. So for me, maybe darkness isn't actually as scary as we think it is. Maybe darkness actually reveals something, a fundamental truth about reality that we had been unable to see before. Knowing all of this, are we ready to ask what happened throughout the pandemic? This was arguably the darkest time of our lives for so many reasons. So what has God been up to? What has been revealed to us? Though we are celebrating our first Sunday back in the building, I think we can agree that during the pandemic, it was revealed that the church isn't the building. Church is the people. It is us, the body of Christ, called to be Jesus' hands and feet, no matter where or how we worship. We are not tied to the building, but we are called to leave the building and serve others in Jesus' example. And in the loss of 10 beloved members in 2020 and 3 more in 2021, it's been revealed that life is so precious, and that time away from one another can make things that much more difficult. But we know that even though the folks we love so dearly are no longer with us, we never walk alone. The saints that have gone before us make up a great cloud of witnesses who are always on our side, always by our side, and always within our hearts. And during the pandemic, it has been revealed that God never leaves us. God has been with us from the beginning of time, and God's love and presence endures forever. We are always, always held in infinite love, regardless of our circumstances, mistakes, and trials, for we know that we can never be separated from the love of God through Christ. Thanks be to God. And so, may we always remember that there is much to celebrate, even in the darkness. for we know that Jesus' resurrecting power is just around the corner. May we remember that in the darkness, we are never alone, that the Holy Spirit always walks with us. And may we live into the source of light, God, our Creator, who sustains us now and forever. Amen. Let us join now in a time of prayer. God of the light and God of the darkness, we know that you are with us regardless of when and how we meet with you. God, sometimes we meet with you in the cover of night. And God, sometimes we meet you at the dawning of a new day. Regardless of where we may be found, you are always, always with us, and we are so grateful. God, this morning we give particular thanksgiving for the sacrifices of those who protected and continue to protect our country. On this Memorial Day weekend, we recognize all those who have given their lives for freedom. God, we give thanks for all those who have served our country faithfully. God, we pray for your love and light in their lives. God, we also lift up the gifts that make ministry possible. We are so grateful for everything that we have received this week, and we dedicate them to you and to your service. God, we pray that these gifts would be used for your love and light to be spread throughout our community and beyond. God, we lift up medical professionals and researchers, doctors and nurses, all those who have helped us get to this point. God, we are in the building and we are so, so grateful. God, we pray that we would continue to heed the advice of medical professionals and researchers. God, we pray that we would continue to make wise choices. God, we are so grateful. God, today we hold within our hearts those experiencing unemployment and those facing racial injustice and violence. God, we pray for our world as we continue to combat gun violence, and for our congregation as we grieve the loss of loved ones. God, we pray for those experiencing illness or health issues, for Al and his family as they care for him. We lift up Cindy. We pray for Dan and Haley. We lift up Kelly and Richie. God, we pray for those in nursing homes or extended care facilities. We lift up Betty and Claire. God, we pray for those caring for others. We lift up Carrie and Crystal and Rachel. And God, as we always do, we lift up the United Methodist Church and indeed the global church, God, that we might follow in the footsteps of Jesus to serve our communities well, just as Jesus did, as he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now, may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever God may send you. May God guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May God bring you home rejoicing at the wonders God has shown you. May God bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.